I would like to start my sermonette with a question. Why are we here? Most of us are here because God has put a calling out and we have answered. But now that we have answered, we have a responsibility to continue to work on ourselves so we can change from who we are to who we need to be. Changing ourselves to be more like Jesus. Of course, we all have our own path in getting there. We have to run our own race. God has called me to speak to you today. He wants me to give messages to you because, not because that I am a better person, and I certainly do not know the entire Bible, and He doesn't want you to just listen to me because I know better. Far from it. He wants me to speak because I am a flawed person. And the result of putting together a message is so that I can look inwards in myself and fix my own problems. The Bible is likened to a mirror, and when we look into it, we see our flaws and things we need to fix. But I apologize. I haven't been looking into the Bible as much as I should be. I have been in the Church of Laodicea. I have been occupying my time with other things. I've been distracted from study and not putting in the effort to focus on what God wants me to focus on. Basically, I have been doing what Satan wants. And that is the title of the message, What Satan Wants. What does Satan really want? Satan wants us distracted and not focused on God's word like the majority of people in the world. Satan wants you to do the opposite of what God wants you to do, plain and simple. He wants you to not know God and the plan that He has for you. He doesn't want you to read the Bible. He doesn't want you to pray. He doesn't want you to strip away the old man and become more like Christ. He doesn't want you to be happy. He doesn't want you to feel love or to be caring. He doesn't want you to have sympathy towards others and to forgive and treat others as yourself. And he definitely doesn't want the church to be able to go on preaching that we need God and we need to be better. The other day I had a dinner date with my wife. We went to a restaurant and a couple walked in. It was a friend of mine that I haven't seen in 10 years. This friend is in the construction business, and he and I both use helpers and workers to get jobs done. And we were talking about the lack of skill and motivation most employees have nowadays, and how people don't really want to work anymore. He said that it's so bad that when he does get someone to work, all that he asks is that they just do a little better than the last guy. Not great, just a little better. And that idea of just being a little better sat with me over the weeks. And I can't help thinking what God wants from us. God wants us to be a little better than we were yesterday. If we don't strive to be a little better, we'll start moving backwards. And that's what Satan wants. He doesn't want us to be better. He wants to destroy us. And without knowing God, he will. He doesn't want us to know God so that all we know is him. But why does Satan hate us in the first place? I heard a quote from a famous actor. He's one of my favorites, and he seems to love God from hearing him speak. He had this to say about Satan. When the devil leaves you alone, it is because that you were doing his will, which is the wrong thing. But when the devil comes at you, It is because you're trying to do what is right, which is what God wants. Being one with God and wanting to change ourselves from who we are to who we need to be. To be who God wants us to be is the number one reason Satan hates us. He is a lion looking to devour those who are weak-minded and don't have the right armor on, as the scriptures say. We need to have on the helmet of salvation to block out the airways that Satan is transmitting. Satan wants to be in our minds and control everything we think and do. Satan was able to draw a third of the angels from heaven and turn from God. A third of the angels that were there, they were in his throne room and saw God face to face. If he can draw a third of the angels, who do you think you are? Try resisting him without God's help. But the Bible says we do have God's help. 1 Corinthians 10:13, scripture about God helping us. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. God loves us, and he has given us the ability to defeat the dragon and to be his son, God's son. And how do we defeat him? It starts with us resisting him. James 4:7 says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. When I read a scripture like that, it always gives me comfort knowing that we have God's help. We have the ability to call on God to give us the strength to resist the devil if we are serious enough and we trust in God's word. God knows we can't do it on our own. And this world is so busy and full of distractions that can pull us away from what we need to be doing. And we all have our own race to run. Being a Christian isn't a sprint, but a marathon. I was curious, so I looked up how one prepares for a marathon. And there's a lot of similarities that go into that that can be likened to a Christian's race. Training for a marathon, of course, takes time and effort, and it also depends on some factors. These factors include your fitness level, but our spiritual fitness level, in this case. Is your mental and spiritual level up to the race? It depends on your goals. Do you even want to follow God and to do what he wants you to do? And I do take attendance, and y'all know there's not many in here. It depends on your lifestyle. Does your lifestyle get in the way? When we train for a spiritual race, we need to start slowly. Look at some scriptures and work on the meaning of them one at a time. From there, we can build up gradually. Try to add a little more time when you study from the last time you studied. Include some variety. Use Bible studies or watch other sermons from other churches of God. Schedule some recovery time. Do some meditation and praying. The length and quality and the intensity of your weekly training will affect your marathon outcome. The harder we train, the better we'll be able and be prepared for our spiritual race. But again, Satan does not want us to focus on our spiritual journey. He doesn't want us closer to God. He wants us distracted by all the stuff going on all around us. He doesn't want me or anyone else up here deliver messages, and bettering ourselves. But we are here because God wants us to be here. We want to know and follow God, to be able to change our life of sin, to change it from being in sin and being burned up in the lake of fire. We want to change that to living with God. But Satan wants you to be burned up. He wants you to be destroyed. Satan hates us because we love God. We have God's love, and he will give us a way out of sin. With God, we can build up the endurance to run the race and make it to the end, to be like Jesus and to be welcome into his family. But of course, nothing good is easy. There will be ups and downs, but we will make it. If it was easy, it would not require work. God has called us to do a job, to come to work every day and just be a little better than the last. When we don't, we risk the ability to stray from God's calling. Satan has taken interest in you because you are here and you have answered God's call. We are given the chance to receive the blessing of eternal life in God's family. So let's stay on the path. Let's continue to run the race to the end, because that is what God wants.